Support your hard yakka Total Workwear VFL club. Sign up as a member at vfl.com.au/membership. And for anyone that calls Coburg on VFL Membership Day to purchase a membership, they will get 50% off their membership fee, regardless of the package that you choose. Call 9354 8228. So 9354 8228, and quote SEN to receive the discounts. The man who is coaching Coburg is into his second year as the coach is Lee Adams, former North Melbourne player. Lee, welcome to SEN.
G'day, Jared. Thanks for having me on.
So you've got a target of 1,000 members and you're creeping devilishly close by the sound of it.
We are. We're up to 959 at the moment, which is a long way ahead of our best. Our best previously has been 680. So we're a long way in front of that, but very close to getting that 1,000th member.
Give us a picture of Coburg Footy Club heading into 2019.
Yeah, it's probably a year of optimism for us, actually. Obviously, my first year as senior coach last year and learnt a fair bit. We've had big player turnover this year. Got a lot of young kids in who want the opportunity to play against the best players in the AFL at the moment, against those guys coming through. So, yeah, we're really excited. Once this season's finished, we'll get a new redevelopment at the footy club as well, which will hopefully stack up against AFL clubs. Obviously, it's coming up to 1,000 members this year, so it's been a really positive start to the year.
Who are your recruits from an ex-AFL perspective?
No, we haven't gone down the path of ex-AFL players, Jared. We've actually gone more of a youth policy. So we'd love to have a couple of ex-AFL players there, but we don't at this stage. So a lot of our players have come out of the TRC Cup system. So we've got three ex-TRC Cup captains from the Northern Knights and Quarter Cannons on our list to go with a couple of Gold Coast Academy players who have made the move down to the VFL footy to try and play against more ex-AFL players and probably get a little bit more exposure to recruiters. So, yeah, we'll have an average age of around 21, but I'm really excited what these young kids will be able to do this year.
What are the challenges and where can you find an advantage in being a non-aligned club in the VFL?
Yeah, obviously the challenges, as it is for many local and VFL football clubs around the traps, is financial. We're obviously playing against AFL players who are getting paid obviously quite well. So it's in a full-time environment, so we get our players three times a week for maybe 3 hours at a time, and they're also working full-time jobs, and a lot of those blokes are working on sites all day, so they've been on the tools up at 5:30. Some of these guys are not getting home till 10 o'clock at night, so there's obviously a lot of challenges around that, and these blokes still trying to compete against full-time athletes. But we tend to find that our advantage is a real team culture around wanting to win games and spending a lot of time together as a group, trying to get the same goal of winning games of footy, which I'm sure the AFL line clubs are too. But having been obviously part of an AFL club and having spent time in the VFL footy, it's not exactly where you want to be as an AFL listed player. So there is obviously from the AFL listed players that sense of individuality as well. Yep. So we feel that our team culture and our bond has held us in pretty good stead.
Some of the young players that you bring in, Lee, do they still harbour ambitions for AFL careers?
Yeah, most of the boys on our list have still got that goal. We've got only probably 2 to 3 players over the age of 25 who just want to continue to play the highest level of football like they can. But most of the other boys have really got that ambition of either, one, playing the highest level of footy they can for as long as they can, or getting themselves more exposure to AFL footballers to hopefully, the recruiters see something that they may like. So we've had 4 players drafted over the last few years out of our system, and we still think we've got some high hopes for a few of the boys that are running around this year.
And your journey, Lee, so you retired from footy too early. That was brought on by concussion. How fulfilling are you finding coaching?
Yeah, really fulfilling, Jared. It's probably been, when you finish football a lot earlier than you think. I'm a very competitive person, and to lose that competitive edge was something that I was going to miss with not playing footy anymore. So I've been really lucky that I've been able to step straight into coaching at local level first and now at the VFL level. lets me stay involved in football and really, probably enjoying it a lot more than I thought I would. And, looking to actually, try and go as far as I can with it now. It's a real, real passion of mine now.
What is it that appeals to you most strongly?
I think it's just watching kids develop and having a little bit of an influence on them as they come through, whether it's, them getting better as footballers. But I suppose just that interaction with players and I suppose the real passion of being able to sit down and tactically come up with a game plan and then see if it comes out on the weekend and learning from it. So it's a, it's a very, very easy game from the coach's box, but trying to get your message across in the right way to young players has been a challenge, but it's something I'm really enjoying the challenge of.
Yeah, so to hear your passion for it, Lee, it's something that you'd like to do for a good few years to come?
Yeah, I think so. I've been in a really fortunate position where I've been in the AFL system and then I've been out of the AFL system and worked as full time in the real world, and then been lucky enough to sort of be able to juggle half and half now of being a coach and still working a little bit in the real world. So I think you take a little bit for granted being in the AFL environment and how good an environment it is, but once you come out of that environment and go into the real world, it gives you a real sense of wanting to get back in there, that's for sure.
Have you stayed involved with any of the concussion research which has been happening and to sort of further the knowledge both for yourself and more broadly?
Yeah, particularly when I first finished up. So when I first came out of the game for probably the next 2 years after that, I was involved in a fair few research studies and was willing to help out and still willing to help out as much as I can to try and see if there is, a way to help, I suppose, the symptoms and I suppose the occurrence of it as well. But probably over the last couple of years, I've had a little bit more of a sit backwards when, unfortunately, a few probably more recent players have retired and yep. Probably the research has moved on to them. But, always got a keen interest on what's occurring in that space, that's for sure.
It's great to hear what you're doing, Lee, and the very best of luck with Coburg in season 2019.
Cheers. Thanks for having us on, Jared.
Lee Adams, the coach of Coburg, aiming for 1,000 members. So today's the day. VFL Membership Day. Purchase today 50% off your membership, regardless of the package that you choose. I mangled the number. So it's 9354-8228 and quote SEN to receive the discount. Support your hard yakka Total Workwear VFL club. Sign up as a member at vfl.com.au/membership.